מתחתיו החוסן והקלו ברבים ומקצה שם ומבורכים שם ברכת ארס נמצוי והכינו ליחם איסם ובייסם ואיכם ביחד במוח מסכן נהלס מפמצי שפוסקו מפרי שימן אבון זו בשביל שום נעקו טועה פוסקו עכשיו אוי שעקרו מי יודע לך מי נאו the first page in the deceptive employees Shomim harein gemishpichis. In other words, what the Mishnah says in the first Mishnah in Kofun says that a chalmeid and an shvis you are allowed to irrigate the field in this hasholchim with mei mayim, but not with mei kilim. What is mei kilim? Mei kilim is a beer in which mei shomim was stored. So now the Yerushalmi reads Nabai, can you water a field of Chalmeid, it is a Shalchim of Chalmeid, with water from the Mitamtzias? So the Yerushalmi, if the answer mentions this deceptive voice, that he says, Poskva Hakshom Harein Kimei Shvichis. So that means, when the Kshomim stopped, and the Holim stopped to the Beitzes to drink water, then it has a din like Mishvichis. So then it has a din like Mikile. What does Mishvichas mean? Mishvichas means water that was spilled out in the Gabo, you know, in the Gabo. So that's like Mikile. So then you cannot divert that water on Halmeid, because it's like Mikile. Masheinke. Masheinke, if it's really possible, all in the things. So then it does not have a din like Mikile. So it has a din like Mayon. Then it has a din like Mimayon, and Mimele, you can divert that water, and it is a Shalchen on Chalmi. It's a very strange Yerushalmi. And then the Yerushalmi has an Abaye. It's the base on base, at the bottom there, the Yerushalmi, the top. It's Mimafreya Nasek Imayon, or Mikanulhaba Nasek Imayon. I mean, it's even hard to quote the Yerushalmi. You have to inside. I would appreciate if you go over that Yerushalmi. If you can't, you can. I'll try to discuss it. But you have to look over that Yerushalmi. It's a very difficult Yerushalmi. And that is a very important bearing on the Mishnah Mikos. Okay, if you can't, you can. So tomorrow there will be shared.
Designed by the Rosh Hashiva Chof Gimel Kislev Hei Tov Shemim Hei, December 17, 1984,
on Monday. So the Gemara raised the question: Chod mechod eliyatsiye, teisa chod mitarati. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Tais, lo yichdim rachmoni b'shtar b'tais nahanach kesef b'biye mal hanach kesef b'biye shkanos neruk lo yichdim rachmoni b'biye b'tais nahanach from kesef b'shtar mal hanach shechichyonu merube but lo yichdim rachmoni b'kesef v'tais nahanach you should learn out kesef from Starnberg. So we could say, no, you can't learn out kesef from Starnberg. Because mal hanoch Starnberg shechiyesh nun bal kocho. Let's see, so Star is meitzis v'isho bal kocho mebail. And bia is kini v'ivo mebal kocho. Mashim kin kesef, so we don't know of any kesef being kini bal kocho. וכי תן לכסף נמי בעל כוחו במובריו במובריו שרד שסד במובריו בעל כוחו שהוביו מי חושלו מדי בוד באישס מי לאשק באישס מי אלוהי אשק באישס מי לאשק so we don't find this and how about I mean the fact that the father can be mekabel the kdushe Kesef, Bal Koch of the Bas. Well, the answer is right now we are discussing if we didn't know that Kesef is Kane. So then we wouldn't know that the father can be Mikabel, Yidushi Kesef, Bal Koch of the Bas. This is what we are trying to deduce from Shtar and Bia. Alright. Chachyesh the Bal Koch. Pirish bekuntres, bir beivome, star begerischen, kesset beomovrio. Kesset beomovrio. So, vikoshel rametam, so, the fact that the father can sell the daughter balkocho, so that is considered that the key in kesset is effective even balkocho, אם זה חושב בעל כוחו, מה שאוב נכרס פיתי בעל כוחו, אם כי מי כומר אבונו לכמי כסף ואיש אסמיר לאשכם בעל כוחו. Now, Tesis doesn't test, the Ramtam doesn't test the Kashi from here, from the Imore, here, because Bish is near the Ashkon. Because here we are discussing the case if we didn't, if the Torah didn't mention Kesel by Dush, and we tried to deduce it from being star, so then I couldn't say Beishes Ekashi against Beishes Mili Ashkechon, because we find that the father can be Mikabel, the Dushi Kesef, from the Mikadesh, from the Baal, Baal Koch of the Bas, because we don't even know as yet that an issue isn't in the Kesef. But Ramantam asks from the Gemore of Ravune, because the Ravune is deducing it through a Mamotinu, the Kauchina, the Sadashovish, from Kesef in Bie, that is not always from Shtar, Kesef in Bie, that hope in Skene. So then the Gemore says, מלא של השווי שבהם שכיש לו בעל כוחו שכיש לו בעל כוחו כסף שטר אין ביה so is ישנון בעל כוחו is ישנון בעל כוחו so מורה says מלא של השווי שבהם שכיש לו בעל כוחו ורבוני כסף מי יביא שס לא ישכם בעל כוחו so this one time is asking so why be ישס לא ישכם בעל כוחו if the fact that subishly, if we say not like Rashi, that the fact that the father can ignore the das of the bas, that is not considered bal kocho, because the father, the das makne of the father is mitima bas. He represents the das of the bas. But according to Rashi, that the fact that the father can sell the daughter bal kocho of the bas, so that's also considered bal kocho. So how did the Gemara say in respect to Ravune, Kesef mie bi Ashkechon, mie bi Ishes li Ashkechon bi Alkocho? But why not? We do find Kesef, that the father can be Mikabel. Here we already know that an issue is Mikabel Kesef, and that the father can be Mikabel Dushi Kesef from the Baal. And we are trying to deduce that Hupi is game. So how can we how can we learn now it's a Rashove, Imam Mutsinu, from Kesef Shtarim Bie, but Kesef Shtarim Bie, the three Melamdim, so have the Chumre, that they are effective in Bal Kocho, but they are effective even Bal Kocho, Mashenkin Chupe is not effective. So the Gemara said, "Ravune biishes liashkam balko kesef biishes liashkam balkocho." But if the fact that the father can ignore the das habas is also considered balkocho, so we find it biishes that in the fact that the father can be recovered kesef from the bal balkocho the bas. So why did the Gemara say here kesef biishes liashkam balkocho? So what must we say? That is not considered balkocho because the father represents the das of the bas. Das of the bas. So how can we say here that it's yeshno balkocho, the kinyan of kesed is affected balkocho in the fact that the father can sell the bas? But the fact that the father can sell the bas without the approval of the bas doesn't mean anything because the father represents her das. Veimer abetam kim diogim kim pitikoye in the choshev bal kocho kim shul midaitei shalov some mele. But the same kashi is here too. Gabi mechira som mavriyo. In tima mikeni chay om kol ma kesef nam yisem om mavriyo bal kocho. Hayov meicho midaite. Hayov meicho midaite. Hayov meicho midaite. V'yish leima ad hochepor. Kesef ise bi omo bal kocho. In Shodim Yaid is so free of the Keset in Knosso, Balkoch Shalom, Uvalkoch Shalom. Not like Rashi, who says Balkoch means the fact that he can sell Balkoch of the Baths. That is not considered Balkoch, because the father is the Kima Baths, you see. And it's not Balkoch of the father. But the fact Balkoch means the fact that the Odin can be Yaid, Mikadish Domov Rio. Without the approval of the Bas and the approval of the father. Now, but the question is, the Gemara says, the Dafutes, Ashalo Yoadom, Milame Chetor, Yoadom Midaito, so Ramutam has his own Pshat. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramutam in the Pshat in the Gemara, you see. According to the Rambam, so when the Gemara says, "Idafutes, Ashalo Yoadom, Milamei Chetzorich Yoadom Daito," that the consent of the Bas is miakiv for the effectiveness of the Dushion of the Yud, even though a Das, when is the ordinary the Bas, the Omo of Rio, while she is still Iktano. Because the moment she becomes a dealer, she produces desires, so she's eating the chaos. So he can be behind her only before she becomes a dealer. And the das of Iktano is no das, but here the Xeras HaKosef is that the das, the consent of Iktano, even though generally speaking it's not considered as das of the Kotel of Iktano, but here it's Miyak. Here it's Miyak. That's the Shitas Rambam. But Rambam says no. When the Gemara said Ashalo Yadom, Milamei Chetzorich Liyadom Midaito, it only means he has to inform them. He has to inform he has to inform her that he is Miyayir. He cannot be Miyayir her without telling her, without informing her. But it doesn't require a consent. This is the machlekes between the Rambam and Rambam. in regard to the pshat of the Gemara, asher lo yoado milamei chetzorich lo yoado midaita. According to the Rambam, it means it requires her consent, even though she's a ktano. And according to Rambam, it means he has to inform, but he doesn't require her consent. So Mil Rambam says, when the Gemara says here, she yeshnum be'al kocho. It's not like Rashi yeshnum be'al kocho, because the mechire of the bas can take place be'al kocho. The mechire of the bas be'al kocho, the bas doesn't mean be'al kocho, because the father is mechim bas. So it's not considered be'al kocho. The bas is in the reshus of the father. So mele, it's not considered be'al kocho. What it means, the fact that the Odin can be miyayid bal koch of the bas and the fat, so it doesn't require das. So in other words, so that is the chumre, that takes place in kesef, that is effective. That sometimes the kesef, let's say in the case of you, so the dushni is all the kesef, so it's effective even without the das of the bas and the pa. Alright. The Amalek Hamas Shaliyado Shitorch Liyado, Midaito, Loy Shitorch Lasis Matseido, Elo Shitorch Liyudio Shalishin Dushni Yado, the Afagab Amalek Hamon Beishes Nil Yashkihane. ובחי גמרי שמייעד הווישס מקומו כן בתחילו ריבוע הכסף בשביל אישס ויש מייעש מפרש הכפוס ובעד איזה קורו בעל כורו מחיר שלו מעבריו שכינו לו ואם הוי סבז דעס והוי סבז נסחציס אבל קדוש קטנו להתחיבו לו כמו עם מחיר וסייף רימר שרי נוסק אם הוי סבז דעס הוי סבז נסחציס וכל שלא קורו. And some say that Rashi is not difficult, because there is a difference. The fact that the father can sell the daughter to an odin without the consent of the daughter, that shows that the das of the daughter is ignored completely. Mashenkin, the fact that the father can be kabel dushin for the daughter, without the daughter's das, that doesn't mean that it is bal kocho, because dushi is something that is advantageous for the bas. And if she had been available in all probability, she would be happy to get her to be kudeshes. Right now she is ktan. So in other words, some mele, it's not considered bal kocho. When it is something that if the ktano had be a das, she wouldn't want it, so then it's considered bal kocho. But if the circumstances are such that if the tano had das, she would give her consent, but now she's not in a position to give her consent, so mele, that's not considered bal kocho, because the father knows best what is best for the daughter. So mele, it's not considered bal kocho. Alright, now we can start the Gemara of Avudu. Amar Avudu, now what is Chupe? We know that Chupe affects the Sunni. What is Chupe? There are so many shittes and meaning of chupe. So many rishonim say that chupe means yichud. Yichud, the fact that the chosen and the kaleh go into a yichud, the amisya. The rishonim say that chupe is not yichud, but chupe means the fact that the husband takes her to his house. to live with her permanently on a permanent basis. That's happening. In other words, that means remnants in the house. In other words, what is called in English a common law wife, without any maisekushin. But you know, the fact that a man and a woman live as husband and wife on a permanent level, you see, the permanent level, that the fact that he is miyachid her for him as his wife, that the Shittas Rambam means that chuppe includes both elements. First of all, yichud mamesh, and also the fact that he is machnisal liseil beisa. Now, the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchas Ishes Halacha Alfa Ha'arusho Asuro Levalo Midivrei Sefer Kol Zman Shei Beis Avio Va'avo Al Arusho Sei Beis Chomo Makin Isin Makas Mar Va'afilu Im Kitcho Bibie Oso Leilovi Olelo Bia Shriyo Beis Avio Achi Yobie Iso Miser Beisei Two elements. Chuppe includes two elements. Yichud Mamesh and Yafrisenoloi. So actually, it's not that it consists of two elements. I expressed it that way. But what it means is, he sets her aside as his wife. What do you mean, set her aside? So, until he has privacy with her, so it's not considered that he was mafkis her to him. And so when is it considered that he already was mafkis her, he set her aside for him as his permanent wife, if he had privacy mamish with her. But just to have privacy for a moment without setting her aside, as his wife on a permanent level, that's not chuppe. So chuppe means actually the fact that she's miyuchedesle. She's miyuchedesle to him and to no one else on a permanent level. On a permanent level. In other words, that doesn't mean that he has to keep her a little void. Let's say the next day he decides to divorce her or that something else. But bishayte, he has to have the intention to set her aside, to take her as his wife and in a permanent life. So until he is yachid also, so the yachisenole is not complete. This is the shikasara. So in other words, we have so far three shikas. One shita is that chuppe means just yichud. The fact that the chosam of the kallel go into a room, you know, for a few minutes, and they are alone, that's chuppe. And then there's another shita, it means the fact that he sets her aside, his mafus. The Rambam, it means both. In other words, it means your base is your base, these are the three major shifts. And then there are certain shifts of shame in regard to the identity, the definition of chuppe, which on the surface sound very strange. Now let's see the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch in regard to the identity of chuppe. What is chuppe? Thank you. סימן נון ה' הראשו אסורו לבעלו בספרים כל זמן שיבי סביר והבעל הראשו עושה ובסחולות מרקס מעבי then the Ramon says that's not our concern right now the first agoy of the Ramon the second agoy is our concern but we'll go over it ואפילו בייחוד אסור ולוכן אורשו עם הראשו עושה ובייסחות מבורכן זיין ברוכס בניסייה הזו יש אין די לב לא דה ביחד שהוא יפיץ את זה בזה ואפילו בשידוך נלארס ונשלוק אפילו, נעד מחב אפילו אם קיצ'ו בביר אוסו לי לא ביולר ביו שניו ביסביו עד שיו ביסו יסר ביסי ביסייחי בימו ביסייח ביסנו לו כוז לא שני זה וזה לא שרם נבלו הסטסטים כוז בואו ויחוד זהו אני קרוא כניסו לחוב Now, he calls it Yichud, even though it's not just near Yichud, going into him. It means he has to set her aside, this is why he has to bring her to his house. The answer is, Yichud here is not used in the sense of having privacy for a few moments together. It Yichud means the fact that he's miyachid her as his wife on a permanent level. Yichud zehu anicho kiso lichupo. ויעניקו נישואים בכל מוקר. זה זה שכנס הרב. והבועל הרוסוסי לשם נישואים, אחר שקיצ'ו, מי שיער בו, זה זה בגמורה, דף מי מבומס, that we learn how to say a shove, הער בו, אני לא, אני לא, הוא יקה לא קיחה קיחה בשר. No, that הרוי is קיימה, לא קיחה קיחה, from a rise, from a chese, ishki nikach as a chese, and ishki nikach isha. So we learn out that just as gabay a rise, so mishi herabo, so it's chayev, so here too, mishi herabo, so it's kein, mishi yarebo kono, vinasis nisur, vareiki ishki yuchodolo, and as Rabbi Nissim Goyen explains it, in Dushi, this Gemara has referenced not to be as Dushin, but to be as Nisui. So this is what Mechapa says. Nishiyare Bokono, Benazis Nisua. Barei Kishne Choldova, Bitzorok Mivorech, Birchat Chassanim, Bisachoson, Ke, Bisachoson, Kedema Nisui. Now, so what do Mechapa say? That what is Nisui? Nisui is, so, Yodvio Yiso Yisir Beisei, Yisiyachi Nimo, Yiyat Bisenu. וייחוד זהו אני כניסה לחופ. זה זה שכנס הרמב"ם. So the Ramo says, ויש אומרים, לחופו אין ייחוד. It's not the ייחוד of bringing her to the house and being מסייחד with her and being מפריש her as his wife on a permanent level. לחופו אין ייחוד. אלו כל שהביאו החוסן לבייסי לשם ניסו. In other words, so there is one shita that chupa means just like what, you know, חוסן קל do in the wedding hall. They go into a room and they have privacy for certain moments. That's one shita. And then there is one shita that it means just have all this your basic. So you'll ask, Havolus Yabesei, so that involves privacy also? Well, sometimes not. Suppose he gets married, and then he brings her already, Yabesei, and there is a full house because of the occasion. So there is no yichud, and they don't go into a separate room all by themselves. So that then it will not be Yisrael. The chupa in a yichud according to the rishonim who say that it must have privacy, it must involve privacy. But there is the shita of the Ranis, the chupa in a yichud or kol sheivio achosom lebeisin shenisui. Even though the bais is a full house of people celebrating, you know, the marriage, so it's still considered nisui according to the Ranis. If there was a voyel isir beis. If there was a voyel isir beis, I'll tell you, you see. I was once makpid on that, but now, I mean, I realize that I get myself into arguments with people, right? So I don't rate it as an issue, but for many years I was makpid that the chosn, now, I mean, when the chosn consults me on all the details, so I tell him to do that. But I don't want to make it an issue because no one does it, so I don't want, you know, to be in a masmi. But for many years in Chicago, whenever I was misadar dushin, so I insisted that the chosn should pay a certain, let's say, half a dollar, let's say a dollar, I mean, it doesn't matter, for the yichud, because there is a shittas of a shame that nisuin means havol l'seil beisei now, and we are trying to have chuppah. We are trying to have chuppah. In the wedding hall, it should be a nisuin before she comes home, you know. It should be a nisuin right after the kedushin, you know. After the kedushin. Some male, if it's not his yichudu, some male according to the ranch hite, so there is no nisuin as yet. But if he pays a dollar to the caterer, you know, for the yichudu, so it's like renting it for a few hours, that room. So the fact that he is nisyachid, he goes into the room with the kale, so there is hachnosel isel beisei in mekol neshesam. So I used to insist on that. And then people who don't know the Shkes Arshemi started to argue without it. So I became tired, you know, of explaining to every Rav, I mean, why I insist on that. So if a chosn doesn't consult me, I don't tell her to do that. So she will not be in Yisua right after the kedushin. So she will become in Yisua later on, I mean. But for many years I was makpid on that. Now I'm not makpid on that. Because I don't want to appear, you know, unusual. But that was the reason. Because of the shittas haram. Yichu po'in yichu. Elokol she'yivio achosn li'beisei l'shem yisui. V'yei she'imrim she'achupo hi she'persin. Then there's another shit. And that sounds very strange. That she'achupo hi she'persin suder al reisho b'shas ha'broche. That chupo is we call the bedekum. You know, we have the bedekum. We have the practice of bedekum. What is the bedekum? The chosn goes to the kale and he pulls down the veil on the head of the kale. Pierce nasud orange. So there is. So it's not just a minik, you know, like tashin. A minik, nice minik, no. There is a shikas of a shaming. That's chuppah. That's chuppah. Now you can ask, let's see, sounds like a very strange shikah. That because how, why do we say that? Because it's mentioned in connection with Rivka that Yitzchok pulled down the veil upon Rivka. Some male, that is according to some of the shaming, Habis Yosef in the Habis Yosef mentioned such a shit. Now the question arises, if that is the reason for the practice of the bedekum, the so-called bedekum, when does the bedekum take place? Before the kedushin or after the kedushin? Before the kedushin. I haven't seen any wedding where the bedekum should take place after the kedushin. I mean, there would be a basis, but no one is going to do that. I mean, to make such a change, one has to be in good labor. I mean, Chaim Brisker was in a position to make the change, but he didn't make the change because he didn't want, you know, to change the general procedure. So the whole process is, sorry, the bedekum takes place before the kedushin. Then after the Dekron, they go to the Holy. And then the Dushan takes place. So the question is, what is the Holy purpose? What is the whole purpose of the Dekron? Because the Rishishis are ashamed that that Tzchupe has to take place after Dushan, before, not before. What is Tzchupe? Tzchupe, first of all, except for the Rach, all the shame passed not like Havonim. Chupe is Matki. So Mele, so what can Chupe accomplish? Chupe can only accomplish, it can only be Geimea, the Kinyan Mishis. In other words, one she is Mikudeshes, but she is not his Isha Kuro. In other words, the husband can still not Yashin her, you know. There are certain things that an Ahusa, so the husband does not have those chusim, and then after nisuin he has this chusim. So chupo by definition consummates the kinyanishes. Is the gemar. That's why the gemara calls chupo gemaras. Chupo is not kinyan. Chupo is only gain of the kinyanishes. So how is a child to say gain of the kinyanishes before the bishop? What is it gain? What is it gain? So it goes without saying that, let's say, now according to the Yeshayim, that Chupe means the Bedekum, and the Bedekum takes place, before the Yeshayim, the whole festive life. I haven't seen a wedding, when I was present, all kinds of weddings, Sephardic weddings, German weddings, all kinds of inaugurations. But I never saw such a minute that the Bedekum should take place. That the Bedekum should take place after the Bedekum. I never saw it. So apparently, and the daily soil in the course of generations have acquiesced, let's say, that they did not advise it. But at least they acquiesced in their practice of the Bedekum taking place before the Bishop. So apparently, and what's the whole purpose of the Bedekum? To be able to say that Chike, the Yosef mentions, that the Bedekum is the Chupe. But how can the Chupe take place before the Bishop? So it's not such a good question. I mean, even going to ask more. Now, if I didn't know that there is a Machlekes Hashem on that point, and if it had been a new question, then somebody would say that chupe can be affecting the form of Dushan, I would say it doesn't make sense. But Chassid Shalom, how can we say it? There is a shita of the Ramban and the Ritvo that chupe can take place before the Dushan. So we don't understand it, we don't understand it. There are many things we don't understand. But there is such a shita as a shita. So that's the reason as to why we have the practice of making the Bedekum before the Gushin, of making the Bedekum before the Gushin. Why? Because the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritvo in Gdushin is that chupe can be effective even before the Gushin. But that goes without saying. It doesn't mean that according to the Ramban and the Ritvo, so when the Chosin pulls down the veil on the head of the Kale, so at that time she becomes his Nisor. How could she become his Nisor? She is not even his Ahuso as yet. She is still a stranger to him. So how can she become his Nisor? In other words, so the effect of pulling down the veil is lachasma. In other words, if the chosin pulls down the veil of the kale before the kedushin, then when he gives the hadat habas, so then she becomes a nisuye. But she doesn't become nisuye before the kedushin. That's a child. How is a child to say nisuye without hadas? Nisuin by definition means the gmar of the Eresin. The Eresin doesn't consummate the kinyanishes. And Nisuin finalizes is gay medication. She is his wife. We call her mom. Yeah. So according to the Rambam in the ritual, that chuppah can take place before Dushin, it doesn't mean it's effective immediately. It is effective l'achar Dushin. But one could say he has to have another chuppah. So that's the shite of the Ramban and the Ritva. He doesn't have to make another chuppah. It is effective. But it only becomes effective, she becomes Nisua as a result of the chuppah taking place before the Dushin. She becomes a Nisua immediately after the Dushin. That's why we do it that way before the Dushin. Because it's not that we pass like the Shkis of Shem, that Nisuin consists, that chuppah Nisuin consists of the day. We are cheshish, there is such one shita. It's a shita siyochid. But we are cheshish for the shita siyochid also. But in view of the fact that it is only shita siyochid, so we can rely on the shita of the Ramban and the Ritva that chuppah can take place before the Gushitu. So it's effective immediately after the Gushitu. Now, ויש אמין דחופה ניחוד על כל שהביא החוסן לבייסר של נישואים ויש אמין שהחופו היא שפרסים סודר על ראשו בשעת הברוכת and you see apparently from the רמוז לושן and the שוסף לושן it's משמע that בדרס הראשונים in the early days the bedecking took place a little later because what it takes place today before the Gushin, so there is no Brochen. Apparently, in the early days, the Bedekung took place later. I mean, Bishav the Gushin. In other words, at the time when he said the Brochen, I don't know name which Brochen. Does it mean the Birkas Heresy? So then it's still before Gushin. Or it means the Birkas Nisui. The Ramot doesn't say which Brochet. But whatever Brochet it is referenced to, apparently in the days of the Ramot, it did not take place so early, you know, or early before the Gushin completely. If Shabbat Brochet means the Shabbat Brochet, you know, Shachabol, Chvedei, so then it's already after the Gushin. If Vishat HaBochon means Asher Shon Tzeson Tzivonu Ahoyes, and since we pass on the Rambam, that Broche is recited before the Gushin, so it's still before the Gushin. But it's later than the way it takes place today. Today it takes place, you know, maybe half an hour before the Gushin is. After the Bedekung, so then they start marching. Here in America, you know, it takes a long time. So in Europe, it didn't take such a long time. But in Europe too, the Bedekung took place before they marched to the Bedekung. Why was it instituted that way? I don't know. I don't understand. But you see that the Dili Israel, I mean, that practice has taken place probably for 200 years. It's true that the Ramo says, Bishas HaBoch, but the Ramo lived more than 300 years ago. But I think that for the last 200 years, the practice, the universal practice has been to make the Bedekum a considerable time before the Gush. So, in other words, how can it be explained on the basis of the shite of the Ramban and the Ritva? That chuppah can take place even before the Gushin. So then it is effective immediately after the Gushin. The chuppah psulo mishiyotzi is being numo. The almono mishin siyachar. In other words, what can numo mean when she goes out?